This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now to talk some NFL's Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. Hey, Ross.
What's up, dudes? How are you?
What's up?
Good. Long time no here, man.
I see you on TV. I hear you on radio. I can't even keep track. Where were you last weekend?
Oh, I had an awesome game. It was Ravens-Browns.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. On TV, and I lived for everything that happened, right? Like, I love the Any Given Sunday. I mean, the Browns had lost five in a row. The Ravens had won five in a row. And, obviously, the Browns get a new quarterback in there. Jameis chucks it around. But also, you know, the Browns have some of the most loyal fans in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're diehard, and their franchise has given them very, very little, which is something you guys know about.
Yes, we know
going
that
back
very
to
well.
99. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was their first home win this year. I was, like, so happy for those people. They celebrate that win. When he threw that touchdown pass, and then when the game ended, it wasn't like FedEx or whatever you guys are calling it now when with the Hail Mary, but it was, they were going crazy. Like, Sunday was actually a great day for beating down fan bases to have, you know, once every couple of year moments, it seemed like.
Hey, Ross, for those that didn't watch that game this past weekend, just talk about how stark of a difference it was watching Jameis operate that offense as opposed to Deshaun Watson. And I've been saying for almost a month, like, you got to get Jameis in there. Like, he's going to make mistakes. Sure, you can live with them, but at least he's going to give the wide receivers opportunities to make plays, and we clearly saw that this past weekend.
Well, he's hilarious.
Yeah,
my line was, any game Jameis Winston ever plays, he's going to get at least four, and I'm talking combined touchdowns, interceptions. You right. Don't know if it's going to be like 2-2
yeah.
Or zero touchdowns, four picks.
Right.
He's going to get, so as a broadcaster, he's like gold because something is going to happen. And then, like, he's getting interviewed, and after every answer, he looks at the camera. It looks like the guy is hilarious.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he threw the ball right to the Ravens. Like he gifted them multiple interceptions, and they dropped all of them. It was hard to believe.
Yeah.
But he's going to sling it, and the Ravens were down their top two corners. Humphrey didn't play. Andrew Wiggins didn't play. So it was like the perfect storm. And the reason why he wasn't playing earlier is we all know Watson's contract, which that's going to be like one of the – we're setting up guys to have some of the most awkward situations in NFL history, right? So number one, you know, in November and December, the Jets, with a first ballot Hall of Famer in his 40s, they're going to be playing meaningless games.
Right.
Like, is Aaron Rodgers going to be playing December 12th when the Jets are 4-10 against the Titans or something? I mean, this is like, I can't remember a situation like that. And then for the Browns, the cap hit for Watson is over $70 million each of the next 2 years. He's guaranteed $45 million. So I don't know if they're going to pay him that money to stay home and chill. I don't know if they're going to pay him that money to be the backup. But no one's going to take him. Like, no one's going to take that contract. Maybe they can eat a bunch of it, and someone will still give him a chance to be a starter somewhere else. But we got a whole lot of awkwardness coming up in the NFL.
So what'd you make of the Hail Mary here in Washington and what Jaden Daniels and this franchise has done so far?
Well, you guys know, because I started my career there and finished it there, I have an affinity for your franchise, and in particular for the fans down there. We've talked about this a million times, but when I was there in 01 and 02, it was still really cool to be a Redskin. And then even 07, because Gibbs, you know, when I came back and Gibbs was here, there was still a lot. And then just the erosion doing games on the radio there over the last 5 years or whatever, it's like painful.
Yep.
Because there's so many people that used to be Washington fans. I don't know many under the age of 20, right? Like my nieces, my nephew. So I'm hoping, you know, they had a little bit of it with RG3, but I'm hoping having Jaden, having Dan Quinn and his energy as a coach, and then, you know, having a moment like that, I'm hoping that moment, the new owner, I'm hoping that can spur the fan base to be reignited. It kind of feels like it is. So I was thrilled that that franchise got that moment, talking like on a macro level.
Mm-hmm.
On a micro level, I am amazed that Eberflus, the Bears head coach, screwed up the play before yep. as badly as he did and isn't taking accountability for it.
Right.
So you guys know, I do the Eagles preseason games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do a bunch of Philly radio, which, by the way, is very interesting because they are furious with the Sixers owner, Josh Harris, who's also the Commanders owner,
mm-hmm.
because they kind of keep, lying or whatever about whether or not Embiid will play. So, like, people are – they're not happy with Josh Harris right now in Philadelphia, to be kind. But, you know, the Eagles, before every preseason game, the day before at walkthrough when I'm there, they practice those exact two plays. Like, they practice the play before a Hail Mary, then they practice a Hail Mary. You don't give them a free 15 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You don't – anything else would have been – with 6 seconds left – anything other than them giving them a free 15 yards would have ended the game because they would have had to complete the ball in the field of play. Jaden could not throw a 85-yard Hail Mary at that point, right? So you cannot give them those free 15 yards. You have at least two guys guarding the boundary. It's like mind-boggling, A, that he messed that up, and then B, that after the game, and even now, from what I've seen, he won't take accountability. He says that play didn't matter. Those yards didn't matter.
He's an idiot.
You can't say that. And then, you know, it's funny because on some level, Stevenson screwed him because Stevenson tipped the ball and, right. you know, Noah Brown caught it. And we all know what happened. But on the other hand, Stevenson did him a favor in the sense that everybody's focusing on that.
Mm-hmm.
The Stevenson part of it, I mean, he's a second-year kid, right? Like, he got caught up in the moment. The thing that's hilarious to me about that is if he just kept taunting the fans, the Bears would have won. He went over.
Right.
He went over and volleyball.
That's actually
like
a great point.
To yeah. Noah Brown. Like, if the whole video from that guy in the stands is just Stevenson waving and he never goes over there and tries to get involved in the play, that ball doesn't get tipped back to Noah Brown. That they could do a 30 for 30 on those last two plays. It's incredible.
But going back to the Eberflus decision, there's a really good side-by-side. Maybe you saw it on Instagram where you see Eberflus saying, well, the earlier play didn't matter. It all comes down to the last play, right?
Yeah.
And then Dan Quinn in the presser is talking about how big the previous plays were before the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
What are your impressions of Dan Quinn so far here in Washington?
Absolutely love Dan Quinn. I've always loved Dan Quinn when he was the Falcons head coach, my interactions with him. You know how, like, I have a lot of energy and I love football and love life and all those things? That's Dan Quinn. Like, Dan Quinn and I would be boys. I can just picture hanging out with Dan Quinn
yeah.
on a Friday night. Like, he's that guy. He's mm-hmm. he's exactly that guy. He is obsessed and loves football, but he loves meeting people. Like, he loves every aspect of it. You can tell that the players love him. You know, when that many players go up to him after the Hail Mary and they're, like, hugging him, that is awesome. And then when those guys are waiting for Jaden Daniels after his interview, I mean, you guys have a really, really special thing going right now because not only do you have a really good team and a really good player, but you're likable. You're actually likable. You know, the quarterback is likable. The head coach is likable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And even, you know, people will bust his chops because the Falcons blew the game against the Patriots. Listen, a lot of people blew games against the Patriots. And by the way, you know, Kyle Shanahan didn't do many favors with some of the play calling on the offensive side of the ball in that game. And it happened and whatever. Doesn't mean he's not a good coach. He won a ton of games in Atlanta. He totally turned around the Cowboys' defense. Now, having Micah helped a lot, but he totally turned around the Cowboys' defense. And look at what the Cowboys' defense is like this year. Look at how they're playing this year. And now, I thought it was a great hire for Washington. A lot of times people don't like retread. I know you guys all wanted Ben Johnson. I get it.
I didn't.
I think Ben Johnson's fantastic.
I did. I'll be honest. I did.
Yeah, of course you did. Listen, look, I get texts from my Eagles fans, buddy, that are like, we need to lose more games so we can get. I'm like, dude, you guys are 5-2. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, people love Ben Johnson, and I totally get it. But no, I mean, obviously, you guys are in a great place. It's funny, though, because, you know, all the Eagles fans were not happy that that happened for you guys. Because obviously, right now, it's a two-team race in the NFC East between the Commanders and the Eagles.
Do you think they're legit? Like, the way the season's playing out, here we are at 6-2. Can they actually start to think of themselves as legit contenders?
Like, to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. It's hard for me to say that, but I'm asking.
So listen, they, in the locker room right now, those guys absolutely think that they can beat anybody and think that they, as soon as you have, and I've played for five teams, right? And I played when the quarterback was Tom Brady, and I played when the quarterback was not Tom Brady, right? As soon as you have a quarterback that you really believe in and you start to have some success and win games, you think you can beat anybody. I mean, that 2001 season with the Redskins, when we won five in a row with Tony Banks, we thought we could do anything. You know, even 07, when Todd Collins was in and we won several games at the end of the year, like, you really do start to believe. So absolutely those guys think that. Do I think that the Commanders can win three playoff games this year? No, I don't. I don't think they're good enough. I think they're still missing some pieces that they'll need and maybe they'll have in 2025. I don't think that they're as good as they're not as talented as the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not as talented as Detroit Lions. They're not as talented as the 49ers yet. Doesn't mean they can't beat them. They can. I don't think they can beat them 3 weeks in a row to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think they're there yet. But, you know, stranger things have happened. I think by next year, though, there's a chance they'll be very much in the mix.
Hey, Ross, two quick things before we go. Tell the listeners about myfrontpagestory.com with the holidays approaching. And also, props to you. You got to do a motivational speech for Hershey. That's nice. It's in your backyard. You're a PA guy. I mean, what company's more intertwined with Pennsylvania than Hershey? You get a nice check in the process. Props to you.
And some chocolate.
Yeah, a goodie bag for Halloween.
Oh, dude. There's a lot of things we need to talk about. So, number one, they totally loaded me up with chocolate for Halloween, and they knew that my favorite candy bar of all time is the Take Five bar. Have you guys ever had a Take Five?
I have had it. It's very good. It's undersold, but it's very good.
Yeah, I literally after my speech had a long talk with the CEO about it because they were
marketing.
Talking about big bold ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, I watched the meeting, right? And they're talking about big, bold ideas. And like, oh, let's bring up Ross Tucker. And I looked right at the CEO and I was like, listen, let me take Five Bar International on my social media. We can do this together. It's so good. I literally have said to people before, if you don't think Take Five is the best tasting candy bar, I don't believe you've ever actually had one. Whatever you guys think is the best candy bar, Take Five has whatever yours has in it, and then we have more good stuff. So anyway, that was awesome.
Yep.
I told Hershey I'll speak there forever. That was cool. It's like 15 minutes from my house, which is cool. And then MyFrontPageStory.com is by far the greatest gift ever because no one knows what to get somebody for the holidays. Listen, I am not afraid to say that I love people and that it's important in life to show people and tell people how much you love them, especially family members. Well, get a whole story written by a professional writer all about your significant other or your mom or your dad or whoever. Looks like it's on the cover of like the Washington Post. I can almost assure you they will cry when they read it, and then it's hanging up in their house forever. It is money. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com. Everybody has homework now. You need to buy a Take 5 bar, and you need to go to MyFrontPageStory.com, and then I'll come on with the junkies again.
Right. Take 5. Job, you've got done. Pretzels, peanut butter, peanuts, caramel, and milk chocolate.
So much I'll goodness. Take one.
Yep.
Thank you, Ross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.